3, 2, 1, let's go! Welcome back to Mission Forge. I'm Bobby Jankovic. Mission Forge is where we engage each other, empower one another, and in doing so, we elevate the world around us, especially the world as it ties to real estate. Well, I'm in my outdoors office today. You may hear a whistle or a car or some cheering in the background. It's such a nice day. I'm sitting outside at a park and recording this podcast, which I think is really important in the framework of the commission discussions going on. And this is relevant if you are a seller. This is relevant if you are a buyer. This is definitely relevant if you are a listing agent, if you're a selling agent. And it's relevant, I think, if you're a broker. So there's really not many people who would not find value in what I have to say about listing a property and offering a commission. Now, keep in mind that is not going to change in the framework of the lawsuits. Commissions will still continue to be offered in many cases. Perhaps not in as many cases, but I think the strong predictions are that commissions will still be offered to buyer's agents from sellers. So I have just picked up on conversations in person. Like, I've had people say these words in front of me, and I've read these things on forums, and it kind of has always made my skin crawl. And I think it could actually be an undertone of why some of these lawsuits were filed. And that is when, it's not the entire reason, don't get me wrong, but when I hear a listing agent talk about the division of the commission, some going to the listing firm and some going to the selling firm, there is an attitude among some listing agents and some listing brokers that there is a duty or an obligation to make that an even split. We owe that buyer's agent, an equal share of the commission, whatever that can be. Now, I'm gonna, for argument's sake, use the proverbial 6% just because it's popular out there and a lot of people think of it when they think of real estate commissions. So now, that in the case, it's all negotiable. And if you're a seller, you should be negotiating with your agent. And I think a lot of people are just really bad negotiators. And you think about it, what are real estate agents? They're good negotiators. And mom and pop sellers aren't maybe good negotiators. So that's probably where some of the problem with all these lawsuits comes from. But back to my point. The proverbial 6%, there's this sort of semi-troublesome, I find it troubling attitude that, hey, I will equally share what is going to be offered from the seller, that we have a duty, we have an obligation to the buyer's agent to give them half, or give them, split it evenly. And I think that's the wrong attitude. I think that if you're hired as a listing agent, first of all, you have a legal, contractual, fiduciary responsibility to the seller of that property. Now, before I continue, I need to say that it doesn't mean that an equal sharing of the commission is a problem. That's not the point. The point is, how do we arrive there? How do we get to that spot? And if we're driving to that spot from the point of view that we have a duty to the buyer's agent and the buyer's broker and the buyer's firm, I feel like we have violated our fiduciary contractual obligation to the seller, because we have put ahead of them the interest of somebody that we do not represent. In fact, we have put ahead of them the interest of somebody who will be working against our client. So it's almost, it's a little bit insidious if you think about it. It's mildly insidious, and I hate to use that word, but you would better be served, your client would better be served if, as a listing agent, depending on the market conditions, you had conversations with your seller. Again, let's use the 6%. And you said, hey, listen, I think, based on what I'm seeing, based on the number of actives, based on days on market, based on whatever data you as an expert feel are relevant, the number of times your phone has been ringing, anecdotal evidence that you've heard in office, and so forth, I think that I can have your property sold effectively with minimal to no impact at a lower commission than 3%. Okay. And that's the conversation that needs to be had. And if you feel that you can advise, this is the impact if you offer 3%, this is the impact if you offer 2.8, this is the impact if you offer 2.6, this is the impact if you offer 2.5, and so forth down the line, what is this going to do to the marketing of your property in terms of the amount of showings that you get, in terms of the length on market, in terms of the eventual sale price? If you can have those conversations with the seller, then you are keeping their interests first and foremost, and your fiduciary responsibility is solid, okay? Whatever it ends up with, your reputation with your colleagues is not the relevant framework to make these decisions. The impressions that other cooperating brokers have of you because you offered a certain percentage is not the relevant framework or motivation to have these decisions made. So you've got to remove that from the calculus and make sure that the focus is on the seller, and you advise them your feelings of what will happen at different commission rates. Imagine, if you can, a terribly slow market like we've had in the past and we will have again, where market times, days on market, 120 days, 145 days. Sometimes you go for the year-long listing because you know it could take that long. You better imagine that you're going to be telling your seller they better offer 3%. Maybe they want to offer 3.25%. Okay. Maybe they want to offer 3.5%. Okay. Maybe a bonus, right? Those are the conversations. And this can change in the middle of a listing too. Your job as a listing agent is to keep your finger on the pulse of the market, not to sit down and say, nope, it's 6%, we're going to split it 50-50. That is sloppy and it's shallow, it's poorly motivated, and it's probably led to some undisclosed dual agency, in my opinion. And I think your framework needs to be advising the seller on what is in their best interest, what they can get away with offering with little to no impact to the results that you're trying to achieve. Thanks for joining me on Mission Forge. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend. Please like and subscribe and share this content, this platform, with others you think will find it valuable. Peace out.